there's the Medrash Pliya that when Avram went down and told Sarah, tell Sarah to tell Paro that tell the people at the border, you're my sister, not my wife, because my wife, they'll kill me. So the Medrash says, Mikan, from here we learn Sheshochtin Chola B'Shabbos. From here we see that you slaughter a Chola on Shabbos. So the Tanuka Satorah, he had his chat about whether qualitative versus quantitative. You'll get the big picture. Better to violate one major Avera. That's why Paro was willing to kill Avram so he could live without adultery. So too, you can slaughter on Shabbos, violate, according to Mara Wurmberg, violate Skila versus many Lavim of Nevela. So the Karban Nisano in the end of Yuma, Peraches, I think Simon Yedaled, he has a different shot. So it's not an issue of qualitative versus quantitative. He wants to say it's the old machlokas. We have a famous debate among the Rishonim, Achronim, whether Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra or Dechuya. Let's consider on Shabbos. But some make a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but let's just assume they're the same and let's talk about Shabbos. So whether Pikuach Nefesh, clearly someone's life is in danger to proceed to Shabbos. But do I view Shabbos as Hutra, meaning it's like Tuesday, and therefore whatever I would do on Tuesday, I do now, and I don't really care of what malach I'm violating, or the level of malach, or do I say, no, Dechuya, really, Shabbos is here, but obviously Pikuach Nefesh overrides it, so therefore let's just do the minimum. So that's the machlokas, whether Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, or Dechuya. So the Karban Nisano writes, if you say Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, so you view this as a weekday, you do it whatever you need to do. So obviously if you would, whatever you would do on Tuesday, then you do on Shabbos. So if you'd slaughter the cow on Tuesday, you could slaughter it on Shabbos at Hutra. But if you say it's Dechuya, so then you have to see HaKal Kadchila, that's the Machlokas Rishonim, the Maharam and Rimberg and others, whether what is Kal Kadchila. But that's the Pshat that we see that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. And if whatever, I guess, whatever Avram was going to do, so Mikan Sheshokhtin Mishat, from here we learn out that Shabbat Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. And whatever you would do during the week, you do on Shabbos, and therefore, you could do Shechita on Shabbos. That's the way the Karban Nisano explains. And there's an interesting Avnei Nezer that someone connected to this issue of Hutra and Dechuya, because the Avnei Nezer writes, what's the reason behind Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos, whether it's Hutra or Dechuya? So he wants to claim the Avnei Nezer based on a Gemara in Sochim, he's saying a dependent topic. On the general rule, are we somkan alanes or ain't somkan alanes? Do we rely on our miracles? Do we live our life relying on miracles? Do we live our life ain't somkan alanes? That we have to do whatever we do. And then when we have no option, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. So the Avnei Nezer wants to say, this is connected to the machlokas, whether Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra or Dechuya on Shabbos. Or what's the connection? Because if you live your life in Somkan Alanes, so what's it? I don't care if it's Shabbos or Tuesday, I'm going to go ahead and do whatever I have to do. So then I'm Shochtim B'Shabbos. If I do it on Tuesday, I'll do it on Shabbos. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman, you don't have to go to a hotel across from the hospital, because if you wouldn't do it on Tuesday night, you don't have to do it on Friday night. Or you don't have to put on IV. If you wouldn't do IV normally, you don't have to do IV on Yom Kippur, etc. And if you hold Dechuya, Dechuya means I'm Somkin Alanes. I generally rely on a miracle. So if I'm relying on a miracle, then I just minimize whatever I have to do. So I do whatever I have to do. So then I look for Kal Tchila. So that's how. So the Karban Nisano says this. Medrash Pliya is working, Mikan Sheshochtem B'Shabbos is telling me Pikuach Nevesh is Hutra, and therefore whatever I do during the week, I'll do now. And that's in the Avdei Nezi, that's connected to whether the, if you assume Hutra, say, Ein Som Chen Ala Nezi, and I have to do everything I have to do. Sheshochtem B'Shabbos. If it holds the Chuyah, then we have to get into Kal Kal Chila. In fact, that's what the Ramban in Parashas Lech Lecha seems to be saying, because he finds fault with Avram Avinu that he left Israel to go to Mitzrayim. So he said he was lacking Amuna. Of course, the Drushas Aran, yes, on the Ramban, like, how do you know? Like, Avram Avinu didn't think he was lacking Amuna. Like, how do you know he is? But either way, so it seems to be a machlokes the way the Ramban warns him and Avram Avinu. That the Ramban says he should have been Somech al Anis, and he should have stayed in Israel, and Avram ain Somchen al Anis. I'm not relying on a miracle. So therefore, according to Avram, lived a life ain Somchen al Anis. So therefore, I could do everything I have to do. So, if normally I would, if I don't have food and I need it, I'm going to go wherever I am going. That was Avram's sheet, ain't somchen al anes, and the Ramban felt maybe on his level, he should be somchen al anes. But either way, so that's in the Kuda here. The Karban Nisano says the issue of Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, that's why Mikan Sheshochtem B'Shabbos, and the Avdei Nezi are connected to whether you somchen al anes or ain't somchen. Avram's ain't somchen al anes. And therefore, you do what you have to do. That's Hutra. But if it's Techuya, so then, you know, so that would mean you're Somchen al Anes, and therefore you minimize whatever has to be done.